Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, L'yayim Yisrael life kechavim, Tol chal kecha b'shabbos v'ani b'chol. The Gemara is referring to a situation where a Jew and an Akum are partners, and as they begin their partnership, the Yisrael tells the Akum, you work on Shabbos, and I work on Sunday. And as the Rishonim explain, this is not a situation which is similar to the case that we spoke about earlier, the first shiurim about the Oris, Arisasi Ovid, where Halacha is that if a Jew has an Oris working in his field on Shabbos, as long as the relationship is in a relationship of Arisas, where the Akum gets paid for a percentage of the yield of the field, that the Gemara said that that's permissible in a place where everybody knows that that's the way Yisrael and Akum have their relationship and working in field, because there, working on the field is the obligation of the Akum. Here, where the Jew and the Akum are partners, and they both have to work in the business, so if they make up that the Akum will work on Shabbos and the Yisrael will work during the week, so what's happening is that the Akum is the shliach of the Yisrael to work on his behalf on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish discusses, why would be the halacha if the Akum will work on Shabbos? Where the Akum and Yisrael are not partners, but they are Arisim together. Even in that case, the halacha is that it's also, because the Akum is working on behalf of the Yisrael when he does the work on Shabbos. But the halacha is, and that's what the Ramah teaches us in Simen Resh Mem Vav, right at the beginning. Simen Resh Mem Hey, I'm sorry, right at the beginning. That if the way the business relationship was set up was that the Akum and the Yisrael are partners, the Akum could work every day of the week, but the Yisrael is not obligated to work on Shabbos, then the halacha is that the Akum could work on Shabbos. Because then, the Akum, when he's working on Shabbos, he's doing it for whatever reason he wants. But it's not that he's doing it b'shlichas ha-Yisrael. And therefore, it will be mutter. However, the Gemara continues in saying, from Hisnu Metchila, that if they made a Tanai up front, that the Akum will work Shabbos, the Yisrael will work on Sunday, Shabbos proceeds go to the Akum, Sunday proceeds go to the Yisrael, that's mutter. Because then, Shabbos belongs to the Akum, Sunday belongs to the Jew. So therefore, in a situation where an Akum and a Jew are partners in a business, and everybody gets a certain percentage of the profits, so the halacha is like this. In a situation, so there are many different scenarios. So in a situation where, as the Rama said, the Akum will work as many days a week as he wants to, and the Jew makes up up front that he's only going to work 6 days a week, and he doesn't have to make up the fact that he didn't work on Shabbos. And this is a very important point I just made. that he doesn't have to make up that he didn't work on Shabbos. In such a situation, there is no need to make a Tanai. And they could divide the profits equally. If they don't divide the profits equally, we then have to consider Schar Shabbos. Moreover, even in the situation that we are now discussing, in which the Ramah is lenient, it only is a situation where the guy, where the Akum does not have to open up the business on Shabbos. But let's say the Jew and the Akum are partners in the business. And the way the partnership was constructed was that the Jew doesn't have to work on Shabbos, as we've been discussing. The Akum can work on Shabbos, but not only can the Akum work on Shabbos, but the way it was discussed is that the Akum must work on Shabbos. Then it's also Asur, because the Akum becomes the Shlich of the Yisrael to work on Shabbos. There are Paiskim, the Mashag, and Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Hei, wants to say that even in the situation of the Ramah, where the deal was that the Akum will work 7 days a week if he wants to, the Yisrael will work 6 days a week, where according to Ramah, they could divide the profits. The Mashag wants to say that still the Jew should not take profits from work that was done in his business on Shabbos. Moreover, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of this series of Shurim, this heter is only applicable in a situation where everybody knows that the Akum is a partner in this business. But let's say people think that the Jewish, that it's a Jewish-owned business. So then we go back to the problem that we discussed at the beginning of this series of Shurim, that people will think that a Jew's business is open on Shabbos. And therefore, this Maris Ayin would kick in. And therefore, one has to be very careful when he gets into a business partnership with an Akum that's open on Shabbos. And that's why there are others that, because of this, do what's known as a shtar mechira, where they sell the entire business, that on Shabbos the business does not belong to the Jew, on Shabbos the business belongs to the Akum. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Resh Mem Hei, Sif Dalet, teaches us, Yochai Yisrael Litil Anachri Mos L'Sasek Behem. This is a new issue. A Jew is allowed to give an Akum money to invest, and that even though the Akum is managing the investments on Shabbos, he could still get a share of those investments. And that's why the halacha is that people could buy hedge funds or stocks or different business investments or even put money in the bank in a situation where he's not really managing the money, and he's not telling the Akum who's managing the money to do any work on Shabbos. So whatever they're doing is adat to the nafshi, and it's also not considered schar Shabbos because he doesn't get the profit, that the profits that were realized from transactions that take place on Shabbos, only if he gets them behavlah. The question is, what's going to be if the managers of these funds are non-religious Jews? The Michas Yitzchak seems to be mekel in Chelek Hei Simen Yud Ches. This halacha, says Rav Moshe, is even if the Jewish share of the money in the investment is the majority of the fund, as long as he's not managing the fund, and the fund is not called his fund. But if he now becomes, because he has such a large share of percentage of this fund, the managing partner, the manager, and he has a voice in the decisions that are made, then the halacha is much more complicated. Moreover, any bank transactions that take place in Shabbos, as long as you are not telling the bank to do it on Shabbos, so if you put in money into the bank on Friday afternoon, where it's quite likely that whatever paperwork or et cetera needs to be done will be done on Shabbos, it's mutter. Moreover, let's say you put a check into the bank that the date of the check is for Shabbos, or you write a check which date is on Shabbos, that still remains in the same category that you gave money to an Akum to work with. The bank, that's the bank's business. And the bank earns money for every transaction it processes. And therefore, even though your money is being worked with on Shabbos, it's mutter. For example, there are many people that have automatic payments from their checking accounts for different bills. They register for automatic payment. What happens, the payment is going to be the first of every month. And what happens if the first of a month is on Shabbos? So it turns out that you're making a payment on Shabbos. And the halacha is that it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei teaches us, mutter Yisrael litin schar l'ein Yehudi limkar. You could give merchandise to new Jew to sell. You paid it, made up to him. I'm paying you, whatever. Of it. When he's selling it on Shabbos, it's mutter, because the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Chav says it's a data de nafshe, and it's not considered his shliach. Of course, the price can go back to concept that keeps on coming up, recurring in our shurim. We have to be very careful of Marasayim. If everybody knows that this salesman is the salesman of a Jewish business, and he's making calls and he's making sales on Shabbos, we come back to our old issue of Marasayim. Moreover, the Paiskim say that, let's say you give merchandise to an Akum to sell, and the only day that those items are typically up for sale is Shabbos. There's a show coming up, and these items are sold at that trade show, and that trade show is on Shabbos. So by giving the Akum this material, this merchandise to sell on Shabbos, it's as if you're telling him to sell. It's as if you're telling him to sell it on Shabbos. And that would be awesome.